今天下午呢，我们要用在圣地要把脚上的鞋脱下啊，做题目来查考耶稣雅记。
This afternoon, we would like to use the topic "We must remove our sandals on the holy ground" from the book of Joshua for our mutual encouragement.
我们现在大家请翻开耶稣雅记第五章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 5.
这是我们上个星期所读过的一章圣经。
This is one of the chapters we read in this past week.
我们现在请看第十五十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
耶稣雅记五章十三节。
Joshua chapter 5 verse 13.
耶稣雅靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面站立。耶稣雅到他那里，问他说：“你是帮助我们呢？”是帮助我们敌人呢？他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做神军队的元帅。”约书亚就俯伏在地下拜，说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”约书亚神的军队的元帅对约书亚说：“把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。”约书亚就照着行了。
And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" 14. So he said, "No, but as commanded of the army of the Lord, I have now come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" 15.Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy." And Joshua did so.
那这一段是记载以色列百姓他们已经过了约旦河之后，他们在约旦河的西岸，他们已经吃了当地的土产，也守了逾越节，玛纳止住了，所以他们现在正式进入了迦南地。
This passage records what happened after they passed the Jordan to the west, where they have actually enjoyed the fruits of the land and also observed the Passover, followed by the seizing of manna.
那现在耶稣雅他说他面靠近耶利哥，他举目观看耶利哥，所以他现在他们第一个要面对的战役就是耶利哥城的战役。
It says here that when they lift their eyes, they could see Jericho, and what this means is that this is the first battle they need to face.
那耶稣雅靠近耶利哥，他举目观看，他在看什么？他在想什么
？When he when Joshua lifted his eyes toward Jericho, what was he thinking?
因为我们如果从整卷耶稣雅记来看呢，从第一章到第五章，就是他们准备过约旦河，现在进入了迦南地了。第一章和第五章就进入迦南地了。
From reading Joshua chapter 1 through 5, we can see that they had crossed the river Jordan and entered into the land of Canaan.
好，那从第六章到第十二章就是他们征战迦南的过程，就是怎么去一个城一个城，一个王一个王这样子把它打下。
From chapter 6 to 12, we can see how they had defeated one king after another.
然后到十三章一直到第二十一章基本上这个就是他们攻占迦南地以后怎么样去分配土地在迦南地分配这些土地给九个半支派的这些以色列人。
From chapter 13 to 21, we see how they divided the land of Canaan to the 9.5 tribes.
从二十二章到二十四章最后一段就是耶稣雅怎么样他把这些两个半支派的兵丁送回去，然后他们在约旦河东的地方发生了一个事件，然后最后耶稣雅对百姓、对官长有一个最后的交代，然后耶稣雅记就结束，耶稣雅就死了。
From Joshua chapter 22 to 24, which is the last part of the book, it talked about how Joshua sent the men of war back to east of Jordan out of the 2.5 tribes and an incident that happened as well as what Joshua admonished them before his passing.
那所以这整个耶稣雅记的重心呢就是从第一章到第十二章。
The center of Joshua is really in chapter 1 through 12.
有很多很多的教训在这一段，在这前面12章里面告诉我们，神要我们学习的功课。
There are many teachings that are for us to learn in these first 12 chapters.
现在耶稣雅记第五章，他们过了约旦河之后，第一个城约利哥城是一个很坚固的城。
After they had passed River Jordan, it mentioned here that Jericho was a very fortified city.
耶稣雅被神给他赋予了很重大的责任，所以当时候他其实担子很重。
Joshua was entrusted a great responsibility by God, and so he had a very heavy responsibility to bear.
他当时候也许正在想说，他要怎么样去进攻这个耶利哥城。
Perhaps at the time he was thinking how they would be able to take down the city.
他当时候可能也想要了解这个耶利哥的这个情况，观察一下地形，看看这个，想想到底要怎么来进行，要进入这个地方。
It might be that he was observing the geography of the city so that they would know how to attack it.
那从跟我们所读过的十三节到十五节，我们来看到这个时候也是耶稣他独处的时候。
In verse 13 to 15 that we just read, we can also see that this is the time when Joshua was by himself.
他就是在看这个城，然后在想他应该要做什么。
He was looking at the city, thinking about what he should do.
那这个时候，一个人突然出现。
At this time, there was a person who suddenly appeared.
手里有拔出来的刀，所以显然是是有目的的。
And in his hand, there was a sword.
他在他面前站立。
And this man stood with him with an intention.
那所以圣经说耶稣他主动到他那边去问他。
Joshua took the initiative to go to him to ask him.
说你到底是谁？你是来帮助？我们呢，还是在帮助敌人的。
Who are you? Are you for us or for our adversaries?
那从这一段他的对话里面，我们发现这个人应该就是神亲自向耶稣雅显现。
From the conversation, we can say that this person is God Himself appearing to Joshua.
所以我们看到旧约时代，神其实他就是会跟人显现的神。
In the Old Testament, we see that God appear to men.
他神要做的事情神有他的计划，那所以呢，现在神对耶稣显现，当时候耶稣也不知道这个人就是神嘛。
God had his work to do, and so he would appear to man. But at this point, Joshua did not know.
但是至少耶稣他一定很，很清楚知道这个人不一样。
However, we can see that Joshua knew this man was different.
为什么我们说他是神？
Why do we say that he's God?
因为他在第十五节跟耶稣所讲的话，跟出埃及记第三章当初神向摩西显现所说的话是一样的。
What he said in verse 15 is the same as what God said to Moses in Exodus chapter 3.
耶稣出埃及记里面神向摩西显现，要呼召摩西出来做这个带领以色列人出埃及的工作，神也是这样子跟摩西讲过同样的话。
When God appeared to Moses in Exodus chapter 3 and called him to do his work, he said the same thing.
要把你脚上的鞋子脱下来。
You must take off your sandal.
因为你所站的地方是圣地。
For the place where you stand is holy.
所以从圣经这样子对照，我们就知道这个显现的人是神。
From comparing these two passages, we can see that the person who appeared to Joshua was God.
那接下来耶稣一看就知道这个不是普通人，所以呢，他就很在意说，你在这个时候出现是要帮助哪一边的。
Joshua knew that this man was different. That's why he asked him, "Are you for us or against us?"
你是帮助我们的，还是帮助敌人的？到底你是谁啦
？Are you to help us or our enemies? Who are you?
可是这个人他没有回答他的话，说到底是帮助哪一边。
But this person did not say who he is helping.
他只是说我是要来做神军队的元帅。
Instead, he said he came as commander of the army of the Lord.
这个时候，耶稣就顿然醒悟了，他现在就不用问他是谁了。
Joshua all of a sudden realized, and he did not need to ask him anymore about who he is.
他从他的动作，我们就知道说他知道，真的知道这个人是神。
From his action, we knew that. He realized this was God.
所以神他所要帮助的人是谁呢？
So who's the one that the Lord would help?
是要帮助那听从神的话的人呢？
It is those who are willing to listen to God.
不是说神要去帮助这边或那边的问题了。
It's not about whether God helps this side or that side.
是谁要听神的话，神就是要帮助他的。
Whether it's about the ones who want to listen to God and God would help him.
好，所以后来你看耶稣啊，他听完之后，他马上俯伏在地下拜。
After Joshua heard the answer, he fell on his face to the earth and worshipped.
然后他就说，我主，你有什么话吩咐仆人？
He said, What does my Lord say to his servant?
也就是说，你所吩咐的，我都要听，我要做。
In other words, whatever you say, I will follow.
好，所以现在耶稣亚他其实他很聪明的。
Actually, Joshua was very wise.
他一听到这句神的宣告，他说我来做神军队的元帅的时候，他就知道他的角色应该是要怎么扮演的。
As soon as he heard the proclamation that this is the commander of the army of the Lord, he knew what his role was.
所以他马上说我是仆人，主人你请吩咐，我应该做什么。
So immediately he said, I am the servant, and what does you, master, want me to do?
那对耶稣来说，他很早以前就知道以色列百姓这一群人是神的军队。
To Joshua, he knew very early on that the people of Israel was really an army of the Lord.
所以现在神的军队有神自己来做元帅。那所以现在得胜的关键就是这个主人说什么，他就做什么。
And now this army has for its commander the Lord Himself, so he only needed to listen to what this commander had to say.
只要听神所吩咐的，就百战百胜了。
As long as he listened to the Lord, they would be victorious.
那个他就趴在那边等神的吩咐嘛，神接下来跟他讲的第一件事情说，你把你脚上的鞋子脱下来。
He protruded and waited for the Lord, and the first thing that the Lord said to him then was to take off his sandal.
然后耶稣就照着行了，就是把鞋子脱下来了。
And Joshua did so.
因为他说你所站的地方是圣地的，是圣的了。
He said, for the place where you standIs holy.
那我们现在要从神对耶稣来讲的说，你所站的地方是圣地，要脱鞋这个动作来想想一些道理。
So we would like to now learn some of the truth and teachings from taking your sandal off your foot for the place where you stand is holy.
我们知道神临在的地方就是圣地。
We know where God is, that place is holy.
如果今天神在这个地方出现，这个地方这个会堂就是圣地。
If today, the Lord appears right here, then this would be a holy place.
那当时候神，我们知道，你看神对耶稣说要脱鞋，这个意义在于他这个鞋子一定是脏的。
As for the meaning of why this action was called upon, must be because the sandal was considered dirty.
因为你看这个世上是一个罪恶的世界的。
We know that this world is a world of sins.
所以当我们把脚穿上鞋的时候，一方面可以保护我们的脚，其实也是在保护我们的脚不会弄脏嘛。
When we put on shoes, we are actually protecting our feet from getting dirty and also from being injured.
所以现在在这个鞋子这里的意义来说，其实就是代表这个我们从这个世界所沾染的污秽。
When we have this shoes, it's actually referring to the dirt or the filth of the world.
现在神直接出现在耶稣亚面前。
And now the Lord had appeared to Joshua.
耶稣亚立足在神的前面，在圣洁的神面前了。
And Joshua was standing before this holy God.
他现在站在神圣洁的领域里面哦。
He was standing in the space of this.Holiness.
因为神是圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy God.
这个圣洁的神这个概念，从耶稣亚他跟着摩西百姓他们在过了红海进入这个旷野地的时候，他们就已经重复听到神这样子宣告了。
From the time that the Israelites passed the Red Sea into the wilderness, Joshua had heard Moses proclaim the holiness of God.
现在神要他脱鞋。
And now God wanted him to take off his sandals.
也就是说，现在神要让他跟这个世界的污秽隔离。
Which means that God wanted him to be away from the filth of the world.
那他要在神面前过圣洁的生活。
And that he was to lead a holy life before God.
然后他耶稣也接着认识他自己是神的仆人这个身份。
Joshua also realized.His role as a servant of the Lord.
好，所以现在做仆人的就是当然要听从主人的话。
And as a servant, it was only right for him to listen to his master.
那现在，所以耶稣亚他说照着行，神这样讲，要脱鞋他就脱鞋。
So when the Lord told him to take off his sandal, he did so.
那现在其实耶稣亚脱鞋这个动作，也在表明他知道，表面上好像他在做领导，其实真正的统帅是神自己。
The action of removing the sandal is saying that even though he was the leader of the people, but it was really the Lord who commanded.
所以现在在神临在的地方，在圣地，我们要脱鞋子。
Where God is, we need to remove our sandals.
也就是说，今天我们出现来到神面前的时候，我们要用一个圣洁的态度来面对神了。
In other words, when to come before God, we need to have this attitude of holiness.
我们要能够站立在神面前，一定要把这个世上的污秽除干净。
In order to really come before and stand before God, we need to remove the filth of the world.
表示我们要在神面前跟这个世界有所分别。
What that means is that before God, we must be separated from the world.
今天我们看到这个脱鞋子的这个一个神给耶稣的要求。
Today, when we look at this order or this command of the Lord unto Joshua,
我们要了解我们。现在我们来教会，我们在祷告，要进到神面前来。我们一定要把我们心里的污秽除去，要自己分别为圣，才真的能够见到神。
We must understand that as we come to church and come to pray before God, we must remove the filth in our heart before we can truly see God.
那所以这个脱鞋基本上是一个自我了解，我们在神面前需要有这样一个立志，就是说我们要分别为圣，成为圣洁。
This is a determination we need to have in being holy and being separated.
好，我们现在看一下，我们在什么地方要分别为圣。
Now let's look at in what areas do we need to be holy in.
好，我们现在读这个圣经的时候，要把这个道理应用在我们的生活里。
When we read the scripture, we need to apply it to our lives.
我们现在看哥林多后书第六章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
我们看第十七节。
Verse 17.
六章十七节又说。
Chapter 6, verse 17.
你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别，不要沾不洁的物，我就收纳你们。
Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you.
十八节说，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女，这是全能的主说的。
Verse 18, I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
这两节圣经其实是从以赛亚书五十二章第十一节有关系的，从那边引出来的。
These two verses are taken from Isaiah chapter 52, verse 11.
那这里说，我们今天要从他们中间，就是从这个世界里面跟他们有分别，从不要沾不洁的物，那我们就被神收纳了。
It says here that we need to come out from among them, which refers to the world, and be separate, and do not touch what is unclean.And we shall be received by God.
那这一段圣经是从第十四节延续下来的，因为那时候保罗特别在勉励信徒要跟不信的人有分别。
This passage actually began in verse 14, where Paul talked about how we need to be separated from the people who do not believe.
所以他说我们以不信的言不相配，就是不相容了。
It says we do not be equally yoked.Together with unbelievers.
那不相容其实是因为圣洁跟污秽的缘故了。
And this is because there is the issue of holiness and filthiness.
他现在提出了几个理由嘛？保罗他在哥林多后书十四节以后就开始列出几个理由，为什么是要跟不信的人有分别
？From verse 14 and on, he explains several reasons why we need to be separated.
哦，他说信跟不信不相配，义跟不义不能够相交。
He said that do not be equally yoked together with unbelievers because fellowship, what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness?
光明跟黑暗不会相通。
And what communion has light with darkness?
基督跟比列没有相合。
And what accord has Christ with Belial?
然后他说信主的跟不信主的不相干。
Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever?
好，然后再说 那个神的殿跟偶像也不相同。
And what agreement has the temple of God with idols?
好，那接下去呢，他就一直强调说，哎，这我们是神的子民啊，神说他们要做我的子民。
He then emphasized that we are the people of God and God will be their God.
那是因为讲到的是，他说我们就是永生神的殿这个问题。
And this is because, God is actually, we are the living temple of God.
哦，这个在讲这个教会了哈。
And this is referring to the church.
所以现在讲完了这样的一个身份上的不同以后，他现在说我们。他说：“你们要从他们中间出来，跟他们有分别。”
After our role was clarified, then it says here that we need to come out from among them.
那其实，在第十七节、十八节，如果回到以赛亚书五十二章，会看到当时候其实在讲以色列百姓被掳到巴比伦之后，要从巴比伦回来了。
When we refer back to Isaiah chapter 52, we can see that this command was for the people who had been taken captive to Babylon to come back.
那当时候，其实以赛亚书的那个信息已经在讲这个巴比伦呢、啊，这个巴比伦地这个城呢、啊，就像那个罪恶的世界一样。
The message is talking about how Babylon was really a place of sin.
那以色列百姓要从这个巴比伦地回来，回归到神的圣地来，那这样子他们才能够真的、啊、重新享受在成为神子民的这个福气。
And the Israelites had to come out of Babylon back into the land of the promise.For them to really be the sons of God.
那他们也才有资格再一次的到神的殿里面来敬拜神，来扛抬神的器具，然后成为神的仆人。
Only then would they be able to come back into the temple of God and to carry his tabernacle to come to worship him.
他说，当这一群人他愿意有这样一个心智跟世界有分别，那第十八节说，我就要做他们的父，做你们的父，那你们就要做我的儿女，这是神说的。
When they have this determination to be separated, then in verse 18, God said that I will be the father and they will be my sons and daughters.
所以今天你看我们称为主的门徒啊。
Today, as disciples of Christ,
我们要在心智上了解我们跟这个世界本来就是有不一样的。
We need to understand in our heart that we are separate from this world.
从世界上各种的污秽、罪恶来看，对我们来说，我们应该是跟他们不列在同一站在同一个地方上了。
From the perspective of sins and filth, we do not really stand on the same ground.
那这样子，我们也才能够配的称为神的儿女，是站在神圣地里的人。
Only if we do so and have this recognition, we would be able to be worthy to stand on this holy ground.
所以脱鞋的第一个意义就是我们在心智上了解我们跟这个世界有分别。
To remove our sandals means that we have this determination or this heart to recognize our separation from the world.
那接下来呢，我们有这个心智上的分别以后，我们要在我们的言行上也不一样才对。
After we acknowledge our difference from the world, we also need to be different in our speech and word.
你看，我们人的一言一行都是从我们的心开头的。
We all know that our words or our deeds come from the heart.
你看像早上所看到那个亚干哦。
The Achan character that we saw this morning.
他为什么看到那个衣服他就会贪爱。
Why is it that when he saw the garment, he had greed?
他要那个衣服做什么？他什么时候要穿那件衣服？
Why did he need that garment for? When would he wear it?
根本没有机会穿啊。
There was not a chance.
因为我们如果从耶稣雅纪看呢、啊，他们从过了约旦河以后，开始去打耶利哥城，一路下来要七年之后，那个战争才会结束。
From the book of Joshua, we can see that since they had fought Jericho, it would take another 7 years before they would be able to conquer all the other cities.
那其实他们那个每一天的生活哈、哦，都是很紧凑的。
So every day, their day was very packed and intense.
在战场上的人，他没有时间去装扮自己的。
On the ground of war, there was no time for a person to dress or adorn himself.
那可是当时候那个亚干他心里面就是有这种私欲在的。
But the heart of Achan had this selfish desire.
所以一个人心里面如果这样想，他口里面就会这样讲，然后他手上就会这样做。
When a person has a thought in his heart, his speech and his deed would follow.
所以箴言里面有一句话这样子提醒我们呢、啊。
There is a saying in Proverbs which reminds us.
箴言二十三章。
In Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言二十三章。
Proverbs chapter 23.
看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
三章二十三章第七节说：“因为他心怎样思量，他为人就是怎样。”
Chapter 23 verse 7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he.
他虽对你说请吃请喝，他的心却与你相背。
Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you.
他这里前面他在讲是说不要吃恶人的饭，恶眼人的饭了哈，不要贪他的美味了哈，就是说不要人家说请吃请喝的时候你就去吃了。
Right before this, it says, "Do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire his delicacy."
哦，因为这个恶眼的人哈，他心里怎样思量，他为人就是怎样。
Because how the person is in his heart is truly how this person is.
哦，那有时候人会伪装的。
Sometimes people would fake.Their action.
但是哦，这个终究还是会显露出来的。
But at the end, it will really show what is of essence.
因为人的心哦是骗不了别人啊。
This is because our heart cannot truly deceive others.
一个人可能可以骗人一时，但是不能骗永远啊。
A person may be able to deceive others for a moment, but not for a lifetime.
因为最后都会显露出来。
Because at the end, it would all come out.
所以现在这样的一句话给我们一个提醒：今天我们的心如果是圣洁的。我们才有办法保持在圣洁里。
This saying reminds us that only if our heart is holy can we keep ourselves in holiness.
那我们心的圣洁，我们的言行才有可能圣洁，才有可能跟这个世界有分别。
If our heart is holy, then our words and our deeds would be holy and be different from the world.
所以你看，我们今天脱鞋子这个动作，其实接下来就是看我们怎么想，我们怎么说了。
When we talk about the action of removing sandals, what it involves next is how we think and how we do.
看诗篇三十九篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 39.
诗篇三十九篇，这是大卫的诗歌。
Psalm 39 is a psalm of David.
第一节
，verse one.
我曾说，我要谨慎我的言行，免得我的口，哦，我的舌头犯罪。恶人在我面前的时候，我要用。绝环勒住我的口。
I said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with the muzzle, while the wicked are before me.
这里特别是大卫他在神面前立志，要谨慎他的言行。
David made a determination before God that he would guard his words and his deeds.
他说免得他用舌头犯罪。
Lest he sin with his tongue.
那表示说他很注意他的心呢。
What this means is that he really pay attention to his heart.
因为心如果不正，不圣洁，话最终一定会讲出来。
This is because if the heart is not right, then the words of sin would come forth.
那大卫他有这样的一个立志以后，他有这样一个谨慎他自己的心的这种谨慎的时候。
When David had this determination,
我们就看到大卫他的生活，他所表现出来的。就跟世人不一样了。
We could see then that his actions and his deeds were different from that of the world.
他真的就这样子在追求，也跟随神的圣洁。
He truly was able to pursue after the holiness of God.
我们看诗篇二十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 26.
诗篇二十六篇。
Psalm 26.
第三节。
Verse 3.
二十六篇第三节说：“因为你的慈爱藏在我的眼前，我也要按你的真理而行。”
26 verse 3 reads, "For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth."
他现在说他想要按神的真理而行。
He says here that he has walked in his truth.
第四节
verse 4,
他说：“我没有和虚谎人同坐，也不与蛮哄人的同群。”
I have not said.With idolatrous mortals, nor will I go in with hypocrites.
表示说他很小心他的朋友
meaning he was very careful with friends.
他不会让他自己落在想要跟他朋友同 的那个情况里面，而去得罪了神，而去沾染了污秽。
He would not allow himself to be in good terms with his friends, and from that offended God.
所以对今天来说，我们要很小心我们的交友，我们的朋友。
For us today, it means that we need to be very careful with our friends.
第五节
verse 5.
他说 我恨恶恶人的会，也不与恶人同坐。
I have hated the assembly of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked.
所以这个是我们的朋友在做什么事的时候，我们一定要分辨，一定要小心。
When our friends are doing something that are not right, we need to separate ourselves.
因为有时候一开始在做的事情可能很正常，没有什么问题啊。
Perhaps at the beginning, it seems that the things that we do are fine.
但是久了以后，慢慢的、慢慢就会变质。
But after a while, the things may change.
如果我们没有小心，我们可能会就会跟他们一样。
If we're not careful, we will end up being like them.
这里他在说他不跟恶人同坐。
It says that he would not sit with the wicked.
也就是说，他不要去跟他们有份呢。
And what that means is that he did not want to have a part with them.
不要在他们的恶事上是做同伴的人。
He did not want to be a companion of sins.
大卫他对他自己的要求。是从他的心，从他的口，从他的周围的环境下手的。
David require of himself in what he has in his heart, in his deeds, and in his words.
我们现在看第六节。
Let's now read verse 6.
主啊，我要洗手，表明无辜，才烦躁你的祭坛。
I will wash my hands in innocence, so I will go about your altar, O Lord.
你看，他要进到神的祭坛，要来亲近神的时候，他先。
You can see that before he would come to worship God at his altar, he would examine himself.
我要先洗手，表明无辜，就是说我没有做这些事情，我是在神面前是圣洁的，所以他现在能够坦然无惧的来到神面前呢。
He will wash his hands in innocence, and what that means is that he's truly sinless, and that's why he was able to come to God.
然后来到神面前的时候，他就来称谢神来述说神奇妙的作为。
After having come to God, he would proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all God's wondrous works.
好，第八节
，verse 8。
主啊，我喜爱你所住的殿和你和你显荣耀的居所。
Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
这个地方就是神的圣地。
This place is the holy ground of God.
所以这个神的殿就是神临在的地方。
So, the sanctuary of God is where God appears.
那这个神临在的地方就是神显荣耀的居所。
Where God is His dwelling place.
那所以他很清楚的知道，他一定要在神面前能够成为圣洁，才能够站立得住，也才能够同享神的荣耀。
That's why he recognized that in order for him to be able to stand before God here, he must be holy.
跳过去看第十一节。
Let's skip to verse 11.
然后至于我，我却要行事纯全，求你救赎我，怜恤我。
But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be merciful to me.
这就是你我们在大卫的身上所看到他怎么样要求他自己的言行能够跟他的周遭的环境跟世人有分别的很明显的一个鼓励。
This is an encouragement that we can see in David in how he required himself in his heart and in his deeds and words.
所以我们今天要在神面前除了心智上分别为圣之外我们实际的言行举止跟我们的生活环境里面我们都要这样追求。
So in the same manner, we need to require ourselves before God in our heart, in our deeds, and in our words.
那当我们真的有这样的一个追求有分别为圣的追求以后
When we have this kind of pursuit to be separated,
其实最后众人会因着我们所表现出来的，把荣耀归给神。
Others will see us and give glory to God.
他就会发现说，这些人真的是敬拜神的。
People will see that we are the ones who truly worship God.
彼得也这样讲了哈。
Peter also said the same.
我们看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第十二节
，verse 12，
二章十二节，你们在外邦人当中，应当品性端正叫那些诽谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Chapter 2, verse 12, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe.Glorify God in the day of visitation.
这也特别提到说，在外邦人当中要品性端正。
It says here that we need to conduct ourselves honorable among the Gentiles.
其实这个就是要我们在 在这个世界里面真的能够跟这个污秽的世界有分别。
Actually, this is saying that we must be separated from the filth of this world.
我们真的才能够让神得荣耀。
And this is how we can truly glorify God.
所以要脱鞋。
We must remove our sandals.
就是要离弃这些污秽。
And we must be away from these filth.
从我们的心开始。
Starting with the heart.
从我们的嘴跟我们所做出来的跟我们的生活环境来下功夫。
To our mouth, to what we do, we put forth the effort.
那神对耶稣这样讲以后，耶稣呀，他就知道说他自己本身的身份是神的仆人了。
After God said this to Joshua, Joshua knew that he was a servant of God.
我们因为神跟耶稣说你要脱鞋子的哈。
Because God said to Joshua, you must remove your sandals.
那神跟摩西也是这样讲。
God also said the same to Moses.
那我们如果从摩西的一生，摩西的最后，圣经里面给他的评语，然后这个人到底是谁，来看这个动作本身有什么相关性。
Looking at the entire life of Moses, we can see the effect of this action or this saying.
也就是说，他们最后都是成为神的仆人。
In other words, these people all become the servants of God.
那个摩西是神的仆人。
Moses was a servant of God.
耶稣亚是神的仆人。
Joshua was likewise a servant of God.
神都跟他们说脱鞋子。
God said to them, "Remove your sandals."
所以脱鞋在神面前脱鞋子的另一个含义就是，他们是在神面前做奴隶的。
So to remove sandals means that in front of God, we are really the slaves.
在旧约时代，那个奴隶没有在穿鞋子的。
In the Old Testament, a slave did not wear shoes.
只有做主人的才可以穿鞋。如果你是做仆人的，绝对不要穿鞋。
Only the master would wear sandals, and as servants, they would not do so.
所以其实神要耶稣亚脱鞋子，就是要让他借这个动作，真的明白他在神面前的身份是什么。
When God wanted Joshua to remove his sandals, he wanted Joshua to understand what his role was before God.
他是归神所有的。
And that he belonged to God.
所以古时候的那个奴隶是那个主人的财产。
Slaves were the property of the masters in the olden time.
那既然是奴隶，他就要忠诚于他这个主人。
As slaves, he had to be loyal to the master.
他要完全听主人的吩咐去服侍他。
And he had to listen to the command of the Master to serve him.
所以就以色列百姓来说，那个耶稣好像就是他们的领导者。
For the Israelites, Joshua seemed like a leader.
但其实耶稣亚只是受神托付的仆人而已。
But in reality, he was really an entrusted servant of the Lord.
因此神现在要耶稣亚，他一直要记得在神面前要脱鞋子。
So Joshua needed to remind himself to remove his sandals before God.
一辈子都是要做神的仆人。
For his whole life, he had to be a servant.
他现在做什么事情都要听神的吩咐。
And whatever he did, he had to listen to the word of God.
那耶稣他只要了解他自己这个身份呢。
Joshua only had to acknowledge this.
所以接下来他要带领百姓去征服迦南这么巨大的工作里面呢。
Then after that, for the work to conquer the land of Canaan.
其实他只是很单纯的听神的指示而已。
He only needed to listen to the command of the Lord.
真正要带领他们征战的，把敌人交在他们手上的是神自己。
It is God himself who would put the enemies into their hands.
他只要听神，神说要去就去，神说要往这边他就往那边，他就照着神的吩咐去行事，神就把敌人交给他们。就让他们完全得胜了。
He just had to listen to God telling him, this is where you need to go, this is what you need to do, and the enemies were all in their hands.
所以征战迦南，这看起来似乎是不可能的任务，很简单的就达成了。
Even this task of conquering the Canaan, which seemed impossible, was really that easy.
所以我们看回来《耶稣亚记》第六章哈。
Now, if we turn back to Joshua chapter 6,
你看那个耶稣亚。他就在神面前把鞋子脱下来，然后耶稣亚就神说什么他就这样做了以后，第六章一开头 就接下来神对他讲话了。
We see how Joshua did everything that the Lord told him. Then in chapter 6, God started to talk to him.
因为耶稣亚他接下来要去攻打耶利哥城嘛。
This is the time when Joshua was about to attack Jericho.
那因为耶稣亚已经在神面前把鞋子脱掉，他现在已经知道他是仆人，所以他现在完全听从神的指示。
But because Joshua already knew that he was a servant of the Lord by removing his shoe, he only had to heed the word of God.
六章第二节说
，In verse two,
神晓谕耶稣亚说：“你看呐、啊，我已经把这个耶利哥跟耶利哥的王，并大能的勇士都交在你手里了。”
The Lord said to Joshua, "See, I've given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor."
然后第三节说：“你们的一切兵丁要围绕这城，一日围绕一次，六日都要这样行。”
Verse 3, you shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do 6 days.
这是神给耶稣亚的指示的。
This is the command of the Lord to Joshua.
这个是很从来没有听过打仗是这样做的嘛。
There was no recording of a strategy of war like this.
就耶稣亚他从以前到现在他的经验里面去打仗没有这样打过。
From all of Joshua's experience, no one would ever fight like this.
但是神跟他说，你现在把一切兵丁都带出去，去绕城就好。
But God said to him, "You shall bring all your mighty men to march around the city."
从头到尾，耶稣亚都没有问神一个为什么。
Joshua never asked why.
那如果今天是我们的话，我们很自然的第一个问题说，为什么要这样子做
？If it were me, we would very naturally ask why.
可是他知道他是仆人。现在主人不会犯错，所以主人说什么他就做什么。
However, he knew that the Lord would never be wrong. That's why he did everything accordingly.
今天很多时候我们会问神为什么。
Today we often ask God why.
因为我们在神面前还没有脱鞋子。
Because we have not removed our sandals before him.
我们还是跟我们把我们自己站在跟神同样的平等位置上去问神为什么。
Because we still ask God as if we are on the same level.
很多时候。今天如果我们了解神绝对不会犯错。
A lot of times, if we recognize that God would never be wrong,
神所说的绝对没有问题的。
And that everything God said, is going to work.
神说的就去做好。
And as long as He tells us, we do so.
你看，如果真的要问为什么，有很多问题可以问的啦。
If we really want to ask, there are many questions we can ask.
所以是为什么今天如果我们看圣经哦，如果我们不是从一个真的我们是在神面前脱鞋这个态度来看它。我们在圣经里面有找不完的问题，问为什么
？Today, if we do not remove our sandals when we read the Bible, there will be too many questions to ask in our reading.
比如说，你看一开头神跟他说带一切的兵丁去造城，我们就问为什么要一切兵丁要去
？For example, at the very beginning, God said, "You shall take the mighty men to march around the city." We would ask why?
因为第二节，神一开头不是跟他说，我已经把耶利哥城的王跟他的城全部都交给你们了吗
？At the beginning of verse 2, God already said, "I've given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men."
而且神还是自己要当元帅去带领打仗。
And God would be the commander to take the army on.
那这样子，那干嘛还要劳师动众把所有人都带出去绕
？Why do we need to bring all the men of war to march around?
对不对？那一些人去不就够了吗？
Isn't it sufficient just for some people to go?
当时候耶稣亚他一句话也没有问说为什么要这样做。
However, Joshua never asked why.
因为他现在知道他自己本身只是一个仆人，所以主人吩咐什么他就做什么，他不用去管主人会不会犯错的问题。
Because he knew that he was only a servant and the master was never wrong.
啊，其实神有他的用意的。
And God had his.Intention.
后来我们事后的人，我们现在看这个整个事件，我们就知道神的好意在哪里了。
For those of us who read the story in retrospect, we all understand what happened and what was beneficial.
因为神要他的百姓了解，整个主导这个攻占迦南地的是神自己。
God wanted His people to understand that it was Him who led them in the conquest of Canaan.
神要他的百姓在神所要做的工作上有份，一起来参与，来得到神的荣耀。
He wanted His people to participate in His work and be glorified with Him.
那每一个人都要尽他们的本分。
And therefore, every one of them had their own part.
用所有的人一起来参与，来投入。让每一个人都来分享这份荣耀。
With everyone being involved, then all can share in the glory.
然后这一群人一起来领受这个因着信心所得到的果效。
And these people can actually enjoy the fruit of their faith.
他所以在后来希伯来书在描述、啊、以色列人去围绕耶利哥城这件事情的时候，特别强调他们是因着信心去造成的。
When the book of Hebrews talked about this incident, it especially mentioned that the people surrounded the city, with faith.
我们现在看希伯来书第十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第三十节。
Verse 30.
十一章三十节，以色列人因着信围绕耶利哥城七日，城墙就倒塌了。
By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days.
因着信，就是因着相信神的指示了。
By faith means that the people believe in the promise of God.
相信神是他们的元帅。
Believing that God is their commander.
相信每一个人一起出去绕，每一个人都听耶稣雅的指示，不要出声音，这样子就是顺服神。
Believing that if everyone were to follow the order of Joshua,then they would have followed the order of God.
在这里，耶稣那个希伯来书只是很简单的说，他们是因着信这个因素了。
The book of Hebrews simply put by faith, this was accomplished.
但是这个信心的表现，其实就表现出他们每一个人都尽全力，每一个人都顺服神，顺服耶稣呀。
But the acts of faith is shown in how they believe the word of Joshua and how they just simply went along.
所以当他们相信神的应许，他们顺服神的大能，顺服神的方法，得胜利就属他们。
When they believe the promise of God and the method of God, then victory belong to them.
神往往用人想不到的方式带给人意外的胜利的。
God often gives us victory in a way beyond our imagination.
所以信心的高峰就是完全无条件的接受神的指示，顺服神。
Therefore, the peak of faithis in believing in God without any question.
所以你看耶稣亚呢，他一开头要去征战迦南地的这个开头，神就要他先做这个动作。
At the beginning of Joshua helping the Israelite to conquer the land of Canaan, this was an action that was required of him.
他就照这样行了。
He did so.
他也听了神的指示。
He listened to the order of God.
就这样子一件一件的很顺利的把这个迦南地就打下来了。
One after another, they conquer every city of Canaan.
到我们从到耶稣亚记第十一章，我们看到啊，他这个整个过程当中，耶稣亚都是在神面前脱鞋子。
In Joshua chapter 11, we can see this whole process shows that he removed his sandals before God.
我们现在看耶稣亚记第十一章。
Now let's turn to Joshua chapter 11.
耶稣亚记第十一章。
Joshua chapter 11.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
神怎样吩咐他仆人摩西，摩西就照样吩咐耶稣亚，耶稣亚也照样行。凡神所吩咐摩西的，耶稣亚没有一件懈怠不行的。
As the Lord had commanded Moses' servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses.
这里就看到什么叫做真正的仆人，什么叫做在神面前脱鞋子听神指示的榜样。
We can see here what a true servant is and what is an example of removing a sandal before God.
你看神所吩咐摩西的，摩西把它交给耶稣亚，耶稣亚没有一件不去行，每一件事情都去照着去完成了。
What the Lord had commanded Moses and Moses commanded Joshua, everything was done.
然后神就把这个全地赐给他们。
And this is how the entire land was given to them.
看第二十三节。
Let's read verse 23.
这样，耶稣亚照着神所吩咐摩西的一切话夺了那全地，就按着以色列支派中的宗族将地分给他们为业，于是国中太平，没有征战了。
So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord had said to Moses. And Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their divisions by their tribes.Then the land rested from war.
一个真正在神面前脱鞋子听神指示的人，最后神所赐给他的就是全地都属他们，他们的国疆太平。
A person who can truly remove his sandal before God would receive such an inheritance and peace from God.
所以让我们一起在神面前，在神临在的地方来脱鞋子。
Let us also do the same in removing our sandals before God.
立志让我们自己能够跟这个污秽的世界有分别。
To make determination to be separated from this sinful world.
让我们在站在这个圣洁的神面前，我们可以 没有亏欠。
And to stand before God without any shortage.
让我们在神面前真正成为顺服又有信心的仆人。
And to be able to be a servant who truly submit to God and of faith.
一切的事情都仰望这位我们的元帅来带领我们的每一天的生活。
And in everything, we submit to this commander to lead our lives.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
378首。
378.
We walk with the Lord in the light of His word. What a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. And with all who will trust and obey, trust and obey.To trust and obey, not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He does richly repay, not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but His breast if we trust and obey.Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all. Joy He bestows are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweetWe will sit at His feet, or we'll walk by His side in the way. What He says we will do, where He sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey. Please
be seated.
我们一起来祷告。
We shall pray together.
早上我们负责人所宣布了几件事情，我们弟兄姐妹需要代祷的，我们在祷告里面一起来纪念。
There are several matters of intercession that have been announced this morning. Please remember to pray for those.
一起同心祷告。
Now we shall pray in one accord.